I'm Nora Sachs. The grizzly bears in the Northern Continental Divide ecosystem have spoken and are telling us that everything we're doing to recover their population has worked. That was the message from state and federal bear experts at the Interagency Grizzly Bear Committee winter meeting in Missoula on Tuesday. Dr. Kate Kendall is an emeritus scientist with the U.S. Geological Survey who came out of retirement to present her findings on population trends.
We have three independent lines of evidence showing that the grizzly bear population in our ecosystem has expanded significantly since 2004.
Kendall has been collecting hair snags that bears leave on natural rub trees throughout the ecosystem. Her genetic data shows the population is growing at a rate of 5.6% per year.
It's higher than I thought expected to see. That's a very healthy growth rate and suggests that there's plenty of good habitat out there for bears and good protection for them.
That growth rate is slightly higher than what Dr. Cecily Costello, a wildlife biologist with Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, found. She's been capturing live bears and tracking their survival and reproductive rates. Her data also shows a substantial increase in the NCDE population, up from about 760 bears in 2004 to just over 1,000 bears now. Other research presented at the meeting indicates that genetic diversity in the NCDE population is increasing too, and that bears are filling into areas that historically had lower density. Dr. Cecily Costello.
We think that those are benchmarks which would indicate that the population has recovered, and we're confident that we have the data to justify a process of trying to get them delisted.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is working on a delisting proposal for grizzlies in the Yellowstone ecosystem, but there's no formal proposal to delist the bears in NCDE at this time. I'm Nora Sachs, Montana Public Radio.